KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Yo, good morning. Hello. Where's that Randy Newman? Hey.
Hey.
Ah, there it is. Everything good? Everything wonderful? Great. Izzy, how are you?
Good.
Rocking a... What do you call that on your head? I realized in the different parts of the world that I've lived, they always call it something different.
A beanie?
You call it a beanie.
What do you call it?
Mateo, what do you call it? You're born and raised in LA. What do you call that?
She called that the bean bean.
He's lying.
Beanie.
You call it beanie as well? Greg?
Yes.
You're from all over this country.
Yes.
What do you call that thing on her head?
Beanie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Growing up, I would have called it a winter hat.
Oh, you're weird.
Hey, yeah, it's a winter hat. I've heard it called a toboggan as well.
There are different types of winter hats, though.
The beanie to me is it's just one piece of cloth.
No fold.
Why, what
fold.
Does she have?
She's got a fold.
No, that's the beanie.
Yeah, like a normal beanie.
No, a beanie.
Instead of a beanie has a fold on it.
What's the one, just one?
Skull cap.
Skull cap.
Skull cap.
You say skull cap, I say beanie. You say beanie, I say winter hat.
Okay.
This is weird. Beanie.
Winter hat.
Yeah, it's a winter hat. You're wearing a Carhartt winter hat. I didn't know. Yeah. It's 52 degrees out. You're not going to be sweating in here? I'd be sweating.
No, I'm already cold in here.
Oh, my God.
I'm always cold in here.
I'm always warm after I shower. It's hot in here right now.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Lizzie doesn't have to worry about that, though.
That's right. Exactly. That's what's going on here. Izzy, have you showered today?
No, I usually shower in the middle of the day.
But that's why we're hot, is what I'm saying.
After the gym.
You run hot after you shower, though. Yeah, it does warm you to the core.
Which is nice, because then I go to bed, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The Feed with Izzy.
The Senate has officially passed a bill that makes animal cruelty a federal offense.
Yes.
I guess the current law only prohibits animal fighting, and it only criminalizes people if they make and sell videos that shows animal cruelty.
Jesus, they
yeah,
do
isn't that?
That
ridiculous? Ugh. So now they're broadening the spectrum, and they're making it a lot of animal cruelty. You'll get a felony.
Good.
How many years do you get for that now?
I don't know. It didn't say in the article.
Interesting.
I don't know if they figured that out yet.
I think the minimum's a couple years for a felony.
Really?
I
mean, yeah, like
the minimum
five
max,
or something.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Like A, B, C, D felonies and stuff? Like no. The minimum max is a couple years.
Spelling felonies? Those are, oof.
Yeah.
You start spelling, they'll get you. A, B. Especially the C's and D's. Yeah. No, that's good. I don't know who would argue with that.
Right, you yeah, it was a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
The cast for the new Batman movie is starting to fill out, so we already know that Robert Pattinson is Batman.
Ooh.
Jeffrey Wright is Commissioner Gordon.
Cool.
Paul Dano is the Riddler. Yes. Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman.
Okay.
And now Andy Serkis, the guy who played Gollum, is going to be Alfred Pennyworth, the butler that raised him.
A computer is
going to
play Gollum?
What?
I mean, a computer is going to play the guy... Gollum, wasn't he a computer animated CGI person?
Yeah, no. But it was a real dude.
Yeah,
with,
it was Andy
Serkis,
but he had the dots
he had
all
the
over.
The balls all over. And he did the voice.
The voice, too, yeah.
No, he's an excellent actor. And you
he
know
is.
Who else
I
saw
know.
Was now being. Did you see Matthew McConaughey's now in there?
No, are you serious?
Matthew McConaughey now being talked about.
Who cares? I can't even believe they're doing another Batman.
That's
who
what
cares?
I can't say.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Colin Farrell is now being talked about to be the Penguin. I'm
well,
like,
he's
how
good
many,
at anything.
How
but...
many people are they throwing in this movie?
Oh, God. Just why, though? I'm so sick of these comic book movies.
Let me look up who Matthew McConaughey's is being talked about portraying. He's in talks right now.
Ugh.
There it is. Matthew McConaughey, Batman. I think he should play Batman.
People keep going, so whatever.
Yes, he's going to play Harvey Dent.
Oh, nice.
A.K.A. Two-Face.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
That's gonna
only
be
two, because the third guy doesn't say it, or the other half of his personality. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Thanks. Got it. Okay, we're moving on. Please.
This is pretty.
Don't ever.
Strange.
Remember that.
Rapper T.I. has admitted to going to every single gyno appointment with his daughter to check that her hymen is still intact.
Ugh.
After her 16th birthday, he even put a sticky note on her door that said, gyno tomorrow, 9:30.
Wow. What a psycho.
It's rubber band man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can a girl, like, accidentally...
Yes.
You know?
I don't
know. She's riding a horse or something.
And I've heard that, like, some girls don't even, they're not even born with hymens.
Well, okay. I mean, what if she uses a vibrator or something? She's not allowed to do that until she's 30?
Nope.
Like,
I wouldn't want to know.
What a weirdo.
Can you imagine being a dad? That's, I mean, and hearing your daughter do that?
Maybe he just thought she had a UTI.
Yeah.
He said he at least wants her to wait until she's 18.
Yeah, good luck. Your dad's a rapper.
Yeah.
Cars and clothes, money rolls.
That's psychotic. That kid's going to be, dude, she's going to be the biggest whore in the universe when she's first allowed to go out and do whatever she wants.
Yes. Well, he did go to federal prison for weapons charges, so I wouldn't want to be the guy
who
stooks it to his daughter. Yeah. Yes. T.I. was in prison, I think for at least a year, federal charges for weapons.
I mean, a lot of people got weapons.
Well, I think she's a rapper, too. So
he had illegal ones.
I know, I'm just
illegal automatic ones that got caught.
The legal ones work, too.
Wow. He wanted full auto. Yeah. I know that. They were pretty gangster. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Is that three?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no hand signals.
Sorry, I thought you could count.
Right. I don't count. I'm researching Matthew McConaughey. Oh. I'm quoting T.I. lyrics from songs. I'm having the time of my life over here. What the hell?
What?
All right, we're going to have to talk about that in a minute. What do you mean, all right? What?
I didn't say all right. I said what?
I thought you were like, all right, what?
All right.
Jesus, Mary. Are you kidding me right now?
What?
I can't stop looking at it. It's huge. Wow. You are ridiculous.
Okay. That's Izzy's mind. Yeah,
we'll show it to... shut up. We're going to show it to Izzy here in a minute. Izzy, your mind's going to be blown. Wow. Okay. I know what we're talking about here on the next break. You just want to do it now.
I don't care. You can talk about it now.
All right. We're going to talk about it now. I heard a little rustling here just 2 seconds ago. I look over. There is a... Okay. Just hold it up. Show Izzy. Look at this.
Bless. What the hell is the sandwich?
Just hold it up. This sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's like for an entire camping trip.
Yeah, what are you doing with a sandwich that could feed the office?
It was on sale, dude. 24 hours
a day. Jesus Christ. Honest to God, is it 2 feet long?
I don't know. It looks like it. Only $6.
Jesus.
Look how many mustard and mayonnaise packets they
have. She gave me like enough for 20 people, the mayonnaise.
Hold it up. And
the
mustard.
Like, yeah, because that's what the sandwich is for.
What are you doing?
Dude, this is $6. How can I pass that up?
Okay, and then I don't fault you now anymore.
You're going to eat the whole thing this morning. $6.
Well, I'll get started on it. We'll see.
$6.
$6.
For that is a hell of a deal.
Boar's head meat. That's a lot of meat.
Yeah, that is, yes. There's 3 pounds of deli meat on this sandwich. We got to get a picture
of it. Whoever made these probably got fired.
Dude, it's longer than the keyboards that are laying on the...
All right, I'll take a picture of it, I guess.
It's huge.
You're going to hurt yourself eating all that. You know that.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, Greg. Wow. One hell of a breakfast. I like it. It's enough for an entire camping trip. It's so true. You could cut some off and feed us?
Sure.
All right. Well, then we're in. Got a great show planned for you today. Greg has been diligently working in the back. The scraps are in, right?
Yes.
We're good?
Well, I mean...
You've been working on it for days, so I imagine you're done.
I don't have the... I didn't do the order yet. But,
that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you have 10 set aside.
I know. I have to do it now.
Oh, yeah. You haven't even set aside 10.
I couldn't decide, and I was sitting there. And then, yeah.
All right. Got it. Okay, cool. Well, we have... your scraps will be doing that as soon as Greg's done doing that.
I'm putting the picture up. You can see it next to it's the same size as the keyboard.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't really realize that until after I took the picture. And then you see Sparks, his usual peanut butter over there, too. So.
Thank you. Yes. My God, what a show. Okay, so we got I Heard That Scraps. We have Greg's Giant Sandwich. 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 6987. Check out the sandwich size on Instagram at BS in the morning. And then call in and make fun of them. That's what I'm looking for you to do. Audio Slave, I Am the Highway. It's Comp.
BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
North Carolina. They've made history over there. And I'll tell you what, it's in flight again. UPS has officially delivered for the first time ever. They partnered with CVS Pharmacy. They partnered and they delivered for the first time ever people's prescription medication by drone. So this thing is then flying around, dropping pills on people. Am I the only one who thinks that this is an awful idea?
Yeah.
This is not going to end well.
Because people could shoot it down, people try to steal your drugs. Yeah,
people are going to steal some drugs by shooting down some drones. There's
no doubt.
They
can steal about anything, though. They could rob a train. They could shoot a truck down. They could rob a truck.
Yeah, but I feel like the accountability factor is a lot lower when you have the drones. Do the drones have cameras on them that will pick up who shot down the thing?
I'm sure. Probably.
It didn't say. It had a wench that just, by cable, dropped their prescription meds down to the person's door. They did two deliveries to show, hey, this is possible. We could do this. And it hovered about 20 feet above the house and then dropped the prescription pills down by cable. They specifically did it for some people that had limited mobility that can't like get out of the house to go get their own meds. So they're like, hey, this is what it could be used for. And UPS is gearing up to start making a boatload of deliveries via drones. So they're saying this is the future.
Just because it's doable doesn't mean it should be done.
Well, I mean,
I think it's great for situations like that. Like you said, people with low mobility, but.
But at the same time, if you're looking at, there's a lot of pros to this. You're looking at speed. You're looking at efficiency. Logistics wise, it's going to be
cost.
Night and day. Yeah. Cost. Emissions. If you're worried about the climate thing. So fewer emissions than having a giant truck drive around and just idle all day. Right? It's going to suck for the UPS driver that's their job. I'm sure they're going to start, decreasing the amount. But they did have a man monitoring the drone to make sure nothing happens. So maybe they'll have that.
Probably not. Probably just drone in the beginning stages.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's all going to be autonomous?
I would think.
You look at the cons. The con is someone's going to shoot some drones out of the sky to get your Vicodin in or whatever.
Right. And then you have to prove that somebody stole your stuff.
Yeah. What would they use? Are they going to use a gun? Are we firing bullets in the sky? Are they going to develop like a net gun?
Probably. I mean, people are creative.
I know. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but how are they going to know what's in what?
But it's just like stealing packages off your porch. You don't know. You know what I mean?
How do they even know the package is even on there? Could just be a drone.
Yeah, but a lot of people see packages on porches. They don't know what it is, and that's a real problem. People are
porch pirates.
The people are stealing packages left and right,
man. I think you'd see like somebody out in the middle of the street shooting a drone down.
Well, they're flying over your backyard. That one's mine. You know what I mean? Yep.
People just skeet shooting out in their backyard.
Yeah. Bill Burr called it redneck. What is it? What do you call it? Redneck skeet shooting? Redneck duck hunt? Something like that. I don't know what he called it. But yeah, people are just going to be firing birdshot at these things.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Depends on the part of the country. How about that?
Yeah, I'd agree with that also.
I guess.
I don't want those things in my yard. Boom.
Okay, that's different than stealing pills.
Yeah, but
I don't think the hillbillies are going to be like, I'm going to go to... I guess maybe you're right. It is a big epidemic.
That's what I mean,
yeah,
dude.
He's probably like,
you kidding me? They're just going to hover over the flight path of these drones. As
well, some of those states, they just put the Vicodins in a bowl and put milk in it like cereal. So.
Right. It's a real issue, man. I don't know. And look, don't get me wrong. I don't think we could stop it. And I think they'll just factor that into the cost. In what they're going to save in delivery fee, they might have to pay more... in loss, you know what I mean?
That would suck.
Shrink is what they call it, you know, if you're getting stuff stolen from you. So who knows? I think it'll be pretty cool to see some drones flying around a neighborhood and then flying out. You know how I feel about the noise.
Yeah, you hate them.
I don't like the noise. I just don't like hearing them. Driving down the street.
Still never heard one.
You've never heard one?
No.
Dude, it's real, man. I'm telling you, they're louder than people think.
They're really not that loud.
And if there's an army of them delivering constantly, it's not like they could bring multiple packages with them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
How annoying was that helicopter flying over your house the other night?
Yeah, that's a helicopter.
Yeah, come on, dude. You're comparing a helicopter to a drone?
No, I'm not saying a helicopter is the same. Helicopter's obviously way louder than a drone.
Yeah.
But think of an army of drones.
Yeah.
That's my point. How many people are ordering things left and right? On one truck, you can order, you could fill, you know,
yeah, I think you're a whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think so.
Plus, they'd fly high. They wouldn't be low.
Yeah.
If they're flying even a couple, I was driving down the street the other day. One was 200 feet.
That's low.
Is that low?
I mean, I would, if I was delivering stuff, I'd be flying the thing high, man.
Well, it can't be that high.
Well,
it's not going to impede
just
another
below
airspace.
Helicopters.
Just below helicopters.
I'm telling you, they're going to be pretty high. I don't think they're going to be just like you see the boxes flying over your head.
I guess they would have to be for safety.
So. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
They can't be too high, though, for safety either, because if one goes down.
Yeah, one. We're going to be downing other aircraft.
I
don't
think they have like drones stuck in their chimney and stuff.
Dude, it's going to happen, man. People are going to be buying drones left and right. I got to invest in a drone company. That's the secret. That's the future. There you go. Then you don't worry about other, you know?
Yeah.
Let the drone wars begin. Can't wait. Well, there you have it. I am a little worried about people downing these things, but maybe you're right, Greg. If they are flying over 300 feet, 400 feet high, it's going to be hard to shoot those things down, especially if they're motoring.
Still, again, I mean, I also like...
You're firing bullets into public
It's going to be some huge federal offense to knock one of the... I mean, it'd be like robbing a mailman. You know what I mean? I don't think people are going to do that.
Dude, do you think the post office is going to use drones?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I didn't even think about that. What, they're just going to make it rain on your roof with letters?
Why not?
Well, maybe they'll bound it and then throw it at you like a brick. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, I think eventually, you know what? They'll probably just have robots that drive around like the Google car, to be honest. But,
oh, that's a good idea. Are you worried about this? Does it worry you that these people are going to be losing their jobs?
Yes.
No. What?
It doesn't?
That is literally all I think about when I hear
Uber drivers, cab drivers, Lyft drivers, they're all going to go away.
Yeah, you're welcome. Everything's going to be cheaper. I hate when people say that's
Yeah, but who's going to be? It's going to be cheaper because nobody can afford it.
Have you seen Idiocracy? You'll be sitting around eating Slurpee, you know, eating hot dogs, drinking Slurpees, watching TV.
So you think we're going to get the government's going to pay us
eventually,
money.
Eventually, everybody's going to be sitting around doing nothing while robots do everything. Yes.
And we're going to get money just to live.
Why does it sound awful? You don't have to work. I mean, you could go around and do the stuff you like.
I like working. Are you kidding me? I feel worthless when I don't work.
No,
I think
weird.
If you're...
Like I'm wasting my life away. I'm just sitting around.
Well, that's because you enjoy your job and Greg doesn't.
Yeah.
I do.
Greg has
a good point.
Greg has a naked man sitting on him during the day and you're wearing a beanie. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
David, is it that bad?
Yes!
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
It happened. City of Las Vegas passed a ordinance yesterday banning the homeless for sleeping in public areas, downtown, and residential areas. If there are beds free and available at homeless shelters.
But don't homeless shelters get really full sometimes?
That's what I'm saying. But if there's space available in the homeless shelter and then you're caught sleeping in the streets and all that kind of stuff, you get arrested. And then you get fined. How do you feel about that?
What's it even helping? What's it solving?
Punishable up to 6 months in jail and or $1,000 fine. Goes into effect February 1st. Well, it goes into effect Sunday, but it's not going to be enforced until February 1st.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of like when you have a bank and you withdraw too much money and you go negative and then they charge you $25 because you went negative.
They overdraft you, yeah.
But you're negative. Mm-hmm. So
it's like, dude, I don't have enough money for my own. Yeah, I know.
That's kind of what this is like. It's like they have no home and they're getting like, I don't know, penalized for not having a home.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, you're homeless and you have no job, but pay us. It doesn't make any sense.
But I guess if there's beds available, I mean.
They're saying that
it reminds me of like when they have a bunch of roommates and there's always that one roommate that never wants to sleep in his room. He always wants to sleep on the couch in the living room. And annoys everybody.
Those are the worst roommates, man.
So it's kind of like if there's a bed open, man, go take the bed.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard. Look, and I don't know enough. For just on the surface of this, I don't like it. I'll be honest. It sucks. The person's already having a horrible go at right. things. And now you're making it even worse, in my opinion. But how are the cops going to know when right. they're arresting somebody?
That's what I'm wondering.
No, we got one bed in here. Is there multiple homeless shelters or is there just one? Obviously, there's a big homeless population downtown. Yeah.
It's like the you Cosmo. I mean, there's like green lights in the spaces that are open. Like
yeah, how do you know? Yeah. Like, it'd be like, dude, I'm up north, bro. I don't know what's down there. You know what right. I mean? I don't. Yeah. I'm just trying to. The bus dropped me off
guess
here.
You should have gone south. Click the.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and plus, I feel like there are bigger issues around the area that cops need to be focusing on. So are they just going to build a whole new unit just to focus on homeless people and how many beds are open at the homeless shelter?
No. But I guarantee you're going to have businesses complain now. And that's where this stems from. It stems from. They're trying to revitalize downtown. They're sinking a lot of cash. They're trying to drum up a lot of business. And what you have is you have homeless people sleeping out in front of these businesses that people are sinking hundreds of thousands of dollars into to renovate and rehab. And they're trying to get people to go downtown and do this whole thing. And then you have, some homeless people camping out in front. No one's going to want to visit your business. So they're like, oh, man, we got to deal with this issue. I understand that it is an issue, but at the same time, it just, it doesn't seem like the way to go about it.
All this desert, can't they just put like a tent site up somewhere, like where homeless people can stay at or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then that's the thing. They're like, we have places for people to stay. They don't stay here. They don't come in the shelter.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if...
It's got to be a reason why.
Putting them in jail does not seem like it's...
No.
It's the way to go, especially 6 months in jail.
Yeah.
You know, put a guy.
6 months.
Which they may like, though, because they get free food and they have shelter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
they don't have freedom.
That's another thing. If you're homeless, do you even know you're in jail? I mean, you're just like a, you know?
Yeah, it's like a dream come true.
That's not a dream come true. The people, if you're homeless, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mentally.
For the most part.
For the most,
not always.
If you're by yourself, those families that live in vans and stuff, whatever, that's, you know, a little different. But if you're by yourself laying on the sidewalk, most of those guys are insane in some way or have some kind of problem.
I think if you're fine being homeless, there's probably some issues going on there.
Well, it could be addiction. It could be loss of finances.
Right.
I mean, I don't think it could be anything. You don't have to be mentally ill to be homeless.
Well, I would consider being addicted to drugs, you know, a mental thing.
Yes. And I would say jail is not the place to get help.
No,
for any kind of addiction or a mental health issue.
No.
So, I understand that there's a problem. Dude, you go down by Cashman Field. It is like tent city down there.
Yeah.
It's like like Haiti after a hurricane. It is like crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nobody has a house down there. And I get that there's an issue. But at the same time, this doesn't seem to me personally like the way to solve it. But it was passed yesterday. It's for a 5-2 vote. So I guess we'll find out what's going to happen. We'll see what happens when the first homeless person is thrown in jail for 6 months. I know that they probably won't. Statistically, they won't get 6 months.
No, they'll get OR'd in a couple days.
Yeah, but someone's going to get something that's going to be a little egregious.
Well, yeah, I don't know, how things happen. But it's hard to help people that don't want to be helped, too, so I don't know.
No, that's true. Yeah, I know. And I wonder how they're going to find out how do you know the shelter's full?
Right.
It's not like these people are really plugged in. They don't have a house. They're going to look up on their smartphone. Well, there's an app.
Right.
On the homeless shelter app. What are you doing?
Right.
It's going to happen here.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. Let's see who's on the line here. That's Bob. Hey, Bob. What's going on, man?
Hey. So you guys talking about this homeless stuff and going out in the desert and stuff like that? Well, yeah. I work every day. I'm a union member. Make darn near $50 an hour. And I had a nice little camp out in the desert, and somebody had stolen a phone from some convenience store near me, and they started searching everywhere and found my camp. They brought the city with the dump truck, took all my stuff, cut down everything I'd made. They took my toilet. They took my chair. They took my table, my shoes, my clothes. I wasn't bothering anybody. You know, I'm doing this voluntarily because my son has a lawyer and I'm saving money to pay for his lawyer.
So you had a toilet out there?
It's one of them portable ones. I sure did.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think this would be like, I mean,
You know, I had a nice little place going, you know, no reason to come, just cut it down, and they just left everything there.
Right. But I'm not saying just go out and make your own. I'm saying if the city, like, sanctioned an area off.
Right.
I mean, if you go off any one of our highways, there's so much land out here to use for stuff. I mean, I'm sure they could build something
where
people
could stay
in.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's where I was at. I was out in the middle of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
They just happened to be coming through and saw it. And
like
I said, it wasn't trashy. I had a trash bag. I had everything. They just went and cut all my stuff down and took everything.
Where are you living now, Bob? Bob? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
All right. Thanks, Bob.
He ran out of minutes.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Hey, real quick, Zach, you said you worked at a homeless shelter for a while?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Well, I worked in Seattle for about 8 years.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've seen so many things change, especially over, like, politics and stuff like that. And I just feel like I think this is a start to a good thing, even though it's not the right answer. And so it's like, everybody knows addiction, trauma, mental illness, all those are factors. But what about the guy that had a business? I had a guy on my caseload one time whose family got ejected and killed by a drunk driver. He was the lone survivor, and he just gave up on life. So he wasn't addicted. He wasn't, you know, it was trauma. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's these people that just don't care. And then there's this.
Yeah.
Again, I would consider that a mental thing, though. I mean, that guy's obviously got an issue.
Yeah, he's suffering from depression.
No, you're right,
PTSD
you're right.
Or something.
But it wasn't anything injected into their life.
Correct.
Purpose. Right.
Yeah, sure. Right. And a lot of these guys are vets. They weren't, you know, they didn't purposely do something.
I'm not saying that they're doing a decision, you know, that they're bad people. I'm just saying that,
right.
You know, a lot of people that they're hard to help, you know.
So let me ask you this, because, Zach, you worked in a homeless shelter for a while. Is there a way that the cops will be able to tell, or homeless people will be able to tell if there's a bed open in the shelter?
So, I mean, it depends on how closely they work with the organization. We used to have a team that would go out and find people and say, hey, do you want to come to our shelter? And sometimes people would stop me on the street and ask me for a dollar or two. I said, hey, I got this meal ticket. I work here. And they're like, oh, man, I'm not going there. It stinks. You know, they're homeless on the street. Like, I'm not going there. There's bed bugs. It stinks. It, you know, and I'm like, well, I mean, we literally have a bed for you to sleep in. And so it's like, it's you know, where do you meet them?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, do all the beds have bed bugs, though, at these shelters? Because I wouldn't want to sleep in there either.
No. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes not.
Yeah. Greg would be like, I'm taking it to the streets. Sometimes I'm laying on the street.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I didn't even think about that. All right, Zach, appreciate it. Look, we're getting a lot of calls. If you want to weigh in on it, by all means, 876-3692. What we'll do is I really want to talk to Mike, who says he works with Metro. I want to get to you here in a minute, and I want to talk to Jack and Dan as well. If you want to call in, 876-3692, we'll grab you guys on the way back. Hustler Club, that's where Carlota hangs out every single Monday night. Larry Flint's Hustler Club. You know, it's just south of Raider Stadium. By the way, whoo, Allegiant Stadium coming along, looking good, man. It's nice. You want to get a look from the backside? 4:30 to 7:30, that's when Carlota's going to be hanging out. Watch the undefeated 49ers take on the Seahawks. They're undefeated? The Niners are still undefeated?
Kicking ass, dude.
Good Lord. You got free parking, free admission, free buffet. I guess the ladies walk around topless while you're watching the game. So,
we had one here. She was hot.
A good time. Yeah. Yes, she was. So, there you have it. We'll see you out there Monday night. Larry Flint's Hustler Club with Carlota.
The show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
Yesterday, Las Vegas officials, they passed this, I guess it's a new law here. It's going to be happening. You can't, or an ordinance, whatever you want to call it, banning people from camping or sleeping in public areas, downtown in residential areas, if there are beds available at the shelter. So personally, I don't like it right off the bat. It doesn't sound like it's going to do a good job. It sounds like it's kind of convoluted. I don't know how they're going to see if there's an actual bed open
right
at the shelter. How is a homeless person supposed to know that? But that might just be my ignorance. Maybe there's a system set up for it. Let's talk to the fifth man, 876-3692.
By the way, I don't like this, Mike.
Mike, thanks for holding, man. You said you work with Metro, or you know how this works with Metro?
No, I actually work with Metro.
Okay, cool. So explain it to us, because we're kind of confused here.
Well, actually, today is the first I've heard about this new law or ordinance.
Oh, really? Okay.
My guess is it'll probably work where we basically have to go through either our own phone or dispatch and contact the shelters directly and see if they have anything available. It's basically just going to give us another tool to use if someone's an issue in an area, rather than kicking them to the next house, the next address, and then we have to trespass them from there, type of thing.
So if they're being like disorderly or something, this gives you a reason to bring them in.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And then are you, so if you see a person homeless laying on the street, camping there overnight, whatever, and there's a bed available, then you would take them to the shelter or they would arrest them? Because that, I would imagine they should go to the shelter and not, if there's a bed available, they should go to the shelter. And it's kind of, now it's like, hey, well, you got to go because it's the law.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the right thing to do would be to get them to those resources.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you never know. I mean, some guys are going to handle it different and they're going to, you know, train us exactly and tell us what we should do and how we should handle it. Because obviously then we have to have policy in place for what to do. But to be honest, with most of the ones that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, they usually just don't want it. They don't want resources. They don't want help. They it's their way of life. They enjoy being out there. And,
right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, so, dude.
Yeah. There's a guy. I live not far from the station at all. And there's a guy that lives. He's lived over there forever. Everybody knows who he is. I don't know his name, but just some dude. And that guy, people have tried to help him. I've heard from people.
Dude, I've tried helping that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried giving him food.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't want
it. He doesn't want it, man.
He's a real
chilling.
Dick.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any help.
He's got his own vibe. He's doing his own thing. He's walking around.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got a, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I got a homeless lady that lives down the street from me, dude. She is just always motoring around.
Yeah.
And I saw her out there. It looked cold. And I was like going to work one morning on the way here. She had a big blanket on. She's pushing her cart, getting ready to stand by the freeway entrance, you know, where she always hangs out. And I was like, geez, dude, I don't get it.
Yep.
And even if they'll want to be homeless, in my opinion, they still have something going on. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. The whole thing kind of sucks, to be honest. I don't like
it. Daniel, look in it. Can you look? What is it? It's a garbage truck. Daniel.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, if you didn't get a chance, you got to watch the news report from last night where he showed the City Hall argument on this whole thing. It was pretty gnarly. It was like everybody against Mayor Goodman.
Oh,
it
really?
Was great. I mean, she's standing up for this whole thing, and everybody was kind of opposing it. So, but the other thing I was wondering is, like, if they pick somebody up off the street and they find that the shelters are full, what are they going to do with them? Because you really can't arrest them because they're only staying there because there's no beds available.
Correct. Yeah. If the shelters are full, where do they go?
I mean, what's the other option? I mean, there's gotta be something. You just can't take them straight to jail.
Then they'll make up another law.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just law on top of law on top of law.
Right. Yeah.
It's really gonna be a sad situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only reason they're doing it is just to keep the streets clean.
Right.
I mean, I work downtown, and we have an area over here where the homeless just live along the sidewalk. And I mean, one of the attorneys over there actually scooped up some feces and took it over to City Hall and dumped it on the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's what's going on.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
So like I said, it's sad, but like I said, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot more options than just taking them to jail.
Agreed. So, I agree. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep. Boy, I think there's a hot button issue here in Vegas. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. There's one thing's for sure. It's not a perfect law. It's not like I feel like a lot of people are like, you know, oh, this is going to solve everything. This is perfect.
Yeah.
So hopefully
everything
they'll go through.
Takes nuance.
Yeah, well, I guess they'll try to find a way to figure the whole thing out. If you want to weigh in, by all means, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, man. BS and your message, 69187.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
F*** you, Sparks. I got some for you. Here you go.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. The Feed with Izzy.
A bunch of schools have just pushed the start time to later. Well, now a new bill has been introduced that would extend school hours to 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think it's Kamala Harris that's doing this. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but it's not school. It's not like they're okay. This is the clickbait kind of a title thing. She's not saying you should go to school till 6.
Yeah, take classes from like 8 to 6.
No, she's saying schools should have programs available till 6, partner with community programs. So like sports, music, after-school curriculum, you know, tutoring, that kind of thing.
Because
parents can't
school get... usually ends before parents get out of work.
Right. By the way, I love the fact that they would push the school start time back. Kids aren't awake early in the morning. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You're rushing them out. The kids get out super early. You're still at work. You know, it's a huge pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. I did like that time, though, after school when I would go home and just be home alone for a while.
Yeah, but yeah, that was you. But there's a lot of kids that go home. They don't have time to them. You know what I mean? They're like, that's when, in my opinion, that's when all the trouble happens. Kids start getting into, they're bored. They start messing around.
6 o'clock seems late, though, man.
No, up to 6 o'clock. You don't have to go till 6.
Right, but I mean, it's like, sorry, kid, your mom's at work.
That's
like,
literally my childhood.
I gotta stay here till 6 o'clock.
That, like, you're talking. That was me growing up.
Well, it's just interesting because, like, it was for me in high school. I was always part of an extracurricular that went till late. You know what I mean? So, I understand maybe some kids don't want to do extracurriculars, or maybe the parents can't afford them, or something like that.
And that's why this is.
But yeah, she was mainly saying to keep the school open until around 6 o'clock, so that kids have somewhere to hang out if they need to.
Man, that sucks.
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, no daylight.
If you're, I was a latchkey kid. That's what we call it. You guys call it latchkey?
I don't know.
I've heard that. My parents both worked, though.
I would have been
Essentially, they lock you in the gym. They're like, here you go. School's out. Yeah, your parents can't pick you up for a while, because my parents both work. So yeah, I just sat there in school.
You didn't just take the bus home?
Later, but when I'm young, you know, when I'm in elementary school, no, they would put me in latchkey.
I was a no thanks kid.
Yeah. And I'd sit there and I'd just do my homework, or I'd play Foursquare or basketball. It wasn't bad. I was still hanging out with, you know, kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't a huge deal. But it wasn't 6 o'clock, but it was probably 5 o'clock. School got out at 3.
It's around that time.
So an extra
sucks.
2 hours.
Wow.
It was not bad.
Your life sucked.
No, my life didn't suck. Actually, my life was pretty great.
Oh, man. I hear about you in school is being locked in a room with a latch key, locked in a basement. I was locked up somewhere.
I was like the bane of my elementary school.
I'm starting to realize why you turned out the way you did more and more as we learned things.
A perfect specimen of a human? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I turned out this way. Immaculate? Mm-hmm. You're right.
NYPD was bragging about seizing 100 pounds of weed. But it turns out that they seized a business owner's entire completely legal order of hemp.
Oh, wow.
And now the business owner is...
suing.
Very upset. He's going to sue FedEx because I guess this shipment had already been seized by Vermont police and the DEA tested it and was like, yeah, this is hemp. And that's why they let it go through. And then NYPD was like, nope, we're taking it. That's weed. And they like took pictures with it and stuff, and we're all excited about like a huge weed bust, but it was hemp.
Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some kush up in it.
I'm not an expert. What's the difference between hemp and weed?
Hemp
doesn't get you high.
They make less rope than out of it. 0.3% THC.
It's like the O'Doul's of weed.
So the plant itself is 0.3%. Oh.
Less than 0.3% THC.
Okay.
Marijuana is above 0.3. It actually has intoxicating effects.
Okay.
Hemp doesn't. Hemp is used for clothes.
Okay.
You can do just so much with hemp.
And you can totally tell too, which is how stupid whoever was looking at this. There's like worms in it. Like if you ever hold like a clump of hemp, like a, you know, fresh hemp from a field or whatever, it's ridiculous. It's not.
Got it. I used to have a hemp bracelet. That was my only
it's
connection.
Pretty cool,
to
bro.
I know. I was really. I was a badass.
Do you have a hookah shell necklace or whatever?
Puka shell. How dare you?
Sorry.
No, I had a ball bearing necklace though.
A ball bearing necklace?
You didn't have those?
Metal balls?
Yeah,
the hemp around it. I had one.
You didn't have that?
Yeah, I did.
'90s, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't have that?
I loved mine.
I don't know, man.
Oh yeah, it's the only necklace I've ever worn in my life.
Great.
Yeah, I loved that thing.
I'll show you a picture of it.
Mine was a choker.
You didn't wear a ball bearing necklace?
No, sorry.
Yeah, you did. You wore JNCO jeans, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't wear a ball bearing necklace.
Yeah,
that's pretty shocking.
I wore JNCO jeans because the 9 fit in my pocket.
Did you have a chain on your jeans?
Because the 9.
No, I didn't.
One of these.
I had a chain on my neck.
One of those guys. Remember those from the 90s?
Never
no.
Had one of those?
You don't remember?
What is that? It's like anal beads.
I had a couple of those.
Wow. Now, I had a Figaro.
What's a Figaro?
What's that?
Besides something
stupid,
they yell.
Thick gold chain thing, you know.
Dude, look.
Italian.
Here's Gavin Rosdale wearing one. You know.
I've never seen
never
one of those
seen
in my
those?
Life. No.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I love those. They were fun to play with, too.
It looks like a keychain for like a coin purse. You know those little bald things they put on keychains?
Keychain. Yeah. The like a little extended loop thing. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, for your neck.
Yeah, for your neck, dude.
It's good.
It's pretty rad.
All right.
Whatever, you had your ears pierced and you played clarinet. I don't want to hear it.
I played clarinet in sixth grade.
Okay, well, this is my sixth grade.
No, it isn't.
Ballberry necklace? 100% my sixth grade.
No, you were like 16.
I used to gel my hair. I was not 16. What are you talking about? 90s ball chain is what it's called. It's on Etsy.
What is it called?
Ball chain.
It's called ball chain?
Yeah. Sterling silver ball and chain. Yeah. Dude, I can't believe you don't know this.
Nope. Never heard of it.
I don't know. You bleached your tips.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not the tips. I bleached my whole head.
Oh, you bleached your whole head.
I look like Eminem before he was around.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you had your nine in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see young Greg, full head of hair, smitten with the ladies, picking up musical instruments.
No, that was when I was in sixth grade.
Same, whatever.
No, you're conflating two different time
How
periods.
Old were you when you lost your virginity?
13.
Okay, how old are you in sixth grade?
Like 11 or 10.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were in your teens. No?
You're like 13 in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade.
13 in eighth grade?
Mm-hmm. Then you go 14 into freshman, I believe.
Yeah, that makes sense because 18 would be senior year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I was like 10 when I played the clarinet. And I only did it because I had the hots for this chick that sat next to me in the band.
3 years later, you're losing your virginity, man.
Yeah, 3 years later, I lost my virginity to Gina, the town whore.
Oh, Gina. Was Gina hot or was she?
Actually, yeah, she's really pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you still in contact with her?
She called, she hit me up.
Wait a minute, really?
She found me on Facebook a couple years ago, yeah. That's the first time I talked to her in like 20 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How does she look now?
It's cute. We're actually prettier than she was.
Really?
Yeah.
She's aged gracefully.
She actually aged very well.
Normally, the town whore does not age well.
I know.
Yeah.
Nope. She did all right.
Yes, she did.
The man got you down? Let us help you tell them to f*** off. BS in the morning.
I got two friends in town for SEMA. I love it when SEMA's in town, too, because the cars are phenomenal. However, the traffic is brutal. Dude, I picked up a friend. He was staying at, I don't know, one of these like little hotels across from the Westgate, directly across the street from the convention center, essentially. Parking lot, dude. I was just there. I sat on Paradise for like 45 minutes. It was like one of these things where you look over and people are walking faster than your car is driving. You know, you're like, oh my God, kill me. And then I pay ahead. So it took me 45 minutes. Then I got down to the airport. And then by the time I got to the airport, I had to drop the other guy back off because we ran out of time to hang out. So I did like North Strip, South Strip, 3.5 hours.
It took.
Come on. Yes, dude. Not lying.
Why does it take you so long to get anywhere? I swear, it always takes you forever.
What are you talking about? It doesn't take me so long.
He's not an efficient driver.
Yeah, it's like driving and parking.
What are you talking about?
Driving and parking.
It was gridlock traffic. How am I going to get anywhere in gridlock traffic?
Well, I've driven in front of you before in gridlock traffic when we were on our way back from the speedway, and I am an efficient driver in the fact that if I see a lane is going faster, I will cut into that lane to pass huge trucks and things like that. You, however, stayed in that lane behind a huge semi truck.
Did you think to yourself,
dealt with it?
It's because I didn't want to be around you any longer.
No, I know that's false because I just know how you drive in general.
I don't know if you know that's
nice
false.
Try.
It's true, though.
I don't think that's true.
Every time we leave somewhere, dude, I'm way back before you get back. Yeah. It's like not even close.
Oh, the way. Okay, first of all, of you drive like a-holes. Both of you guys are overzealous, super aggressive drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Worse drivers than me in Vegas. Way worse drivers than me in Vegas.
I'm an amazing driver.
That's not a bragging right.
Yeah, it is.
No.
I'm not the worst driver in Vegas.
That's, you know how far?
I'm just efficient.
Yeah, my driving's amazing.
No, Greg, your driving is terrifying.
And yeah, yours is dangerous.
No, it's not at all. In fact, I'm the opposite of dangerous. I glide in and out and let everybody
else
deal with the mess.
Glide in and out. The fact that you refuse to call it aggressive driving.
It's not aggressive driving.
I'm glide
like,
in
I'm
and
like,
out.
Boom, boom. I'm just like gliding. Boom, 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 boom.
We went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you were pulling left into the radio station parking lot. I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Well, that's because it was on your side.
Yeah. He goes, it's all right. It's on your side. And he whips into the parking lot. I'm not kidding. I thought there was no opening. He created the opening like a running back in the NFL. He created the opening.
Not dangerous.
Yeah. Not dangerous.
How is it dangerous?
Because they're going 50 miles an hour.
Physics,
dude.
Bro. Did they touch us?
Oh my God.
Dude, even so when we much. Go, man, even when we go, when we went to the concert.
Wait.
Hold on.
Time out.
Hold on. Even when we go somewhere and we have to park somewhere, we go to like the whatever parking. You have to know how to park.
Don't even start
we
with
We go down
parking.
To the parking garages. We both go in the
Izzy,
same parking garage.
Let me tell you a story.
I'll be inside waiting for him for 20 minutes, wondering where he's at.
Let me tell you a story about Greg's parking. We go to the grocery store right here, right 2 seconds away. I ride with Greg to go 2 seconds to the grocery. It's right there. You can see it from the window where Mateo sits. I almost died once coming back on the way there. You know where Greg parked? Greg can't find a spot in the very first parking spot. Greg goes, it's whatever, I'm in a Beamer. Pulls up, quote unquote, it's okay, I'm in a Beamer. Puts his hazards on, parks it right in front of the doors.
Oh my God.
He gets out, he goes, it's all right. You know what? You know what I say is I just go in, if someone stops me, I'll be like, I'm looking for the propane. That's what this guy says. Hey. Yeah, on the fire lane, right next to the
Did
red
Did we bother
curb.
Anyone? We were in and out.
Oh, my God. You wow. are the worst.
Yeah, that's awful.
You left.
How is that awful?
You parked your car.
I bothered no one.
In the fire lane.
Yeah, because I don't want to bother other people over in the parking lot area.
Oh, my God. This is, and then we get in the car, and then I almost die driving 6 feet. I'm not riding with you anymore, Greg. I'm not doing it.
I could second that. It was so bad one time. He parked out front of whatever store we were at, right by the doors. I was in the car. He's like, if someone ever like tells you to move or anything, he's like, just say I'll be right back. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm sitting here, man.
What do you walk around metal detectors too? Like, you think you own this town?
I don't know. I just have to. I don't want to bother anyone.
I don't want to bother anyone by bothering everyone.
Yeah.
How am I bothering everyone?
You're in the fire lane.
Was there a fire?
No. Luckily, thank God there wasn't.
Well.
Fire truck comes and just plows right through your Beamer. That would be the greatest.
That's fine. I got full coverage.
I hate you so much. Who parks there, dude? Who parks there? It's one thing if you're in the car and you're waiting and you put your hazards on.
I had my hazards on.
You weren't in the car. We both left the vehicle. You literally locked it. You got out of the car and you're like, oh, and then you walked in. To go buy chicken for our potluck here it's at work.
That's true. No, it's not.
What up? You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch to the Dooch.
A lot of people are weighing in on how Greg parks, which I love, parks like a complete jackass, puts it in park in the fire lane outside of the grocery store when I went with him.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's fine. Someone asked, we're just getting propane. What a complete piece of garbage. Like, I can't believe you, dude. And you won't believe who wants to weigh in on this one. I wonder which side he weighs in
on. By the way,
on.
I don't like this mic.
Yo, positive mic. Positive mic.
Yo, what's happening?
What up?
Huh?
What up, P-Mike?
Hey, what up, buddy? Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on Sparks driving.
Yeah, what about it?
He drives a Prius, right?
He has two cars, but yeah, one of them.
You go up, you see Sparks, you tap him on the shoulder. Hey, how you doing, Sparks? What's going on? He flinches away from you like you're going to give him HIV or something. You know what I mean? But now he's in the car.
So wait a minute. You see, I flinch?
You know what you do, Sparks. Like, no one's allowed to touch you or something. Like, someone's going to give you something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like being touched.
Sparks thinks he's better than everyone. No one can touch him. Like, the untouchable Sparks.
On the back. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
He'll flinch away from me like, what do you, whoa, what are you doing? Dude, don't touch me. You know what I mean? Give me
HIV.
Wow,
damn, you know Sparks. I mean?
So now he's in his Prius. This dude drives like old people hump. You know what I mean? You already know the way he drives.
No, what are you talking about?
Quit it, bro. You know. Don't even try to flim-flam us.
I'm not flim-flamming anyone.
Yeah, you're pretty bad.
No, you don't. And Greg, that's the way I park, too. Forget about it.
See?
I'm parking right by the
You're just like Positive Mike, Greg.
Wait, if you think that Sparks, is he think he's afraid to go to jail, like, driving because he'll have to book whammers?
Yeah, so he'll have to slide a couple of them radiator hoses down there or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, God. That's why he drives like that. Jesus.
Positive Mike.
Hey, what, Sparks? What?
What you think about me is not fair, sir.
No, you're crazy. It is fair. That's exactly you. You soft as wolf. No one.
Greg!
You know, Mark, you know.
All right, get out of here, Positive Mike.
I got to get back.
Yeah, get out of here. I don't want to hear about how you have to get back. You know what Positive Mike said to me one time when he walked up to me? I was on a remote.
Oh, so you've actually met him in person?
Oh, yeah.
We
know
Positive Mike for years.
Positive Mike, he's with a friend. He walks up. He goes, hey, yo, Sparks. You know, that's how he talks.
Like,
whatever.
I don't like your impersonation of Positive
whatever,
Mike.
It's spot
not very
on.
Positive impersonation.
It's, perfect. And he's like, whoa, Sparks, oh. He turns to his friend. He goes, see, I told you he's not that big of a spaz.
What?
I go, what? What are you talking about? He's like, dude, on air, man, you're always wigging out, you know? In real life, you're fine. You're cool. To his friend. His friend's like, yeah, he's cool, man.
Oh, my God.
What the hell? What are you telling people, Positive Mike?
He introduced Sparks as like the town dork.
Yeah, he's like, dude, do you want to go meet this boy? This dude, Sparks, man, he's always freaking out, man. What the hell are you doing, man?
Sparks was up with like a hat with a propeller on it.
The radio took a in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Okay, I got him. Greg gave me the scraps. These are the ones that did not make the top 10. I heard that, so that will be played back tomorrow, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Make sure you listen to it. It is a fun segment. Anything we know before we throw these on there, Greg?
No, I'm not even sure how many there is because I didn't number them this time, but there's a bunch.
Okay, we'll just start going through. Until...
I really hope the top 10 is not in there.
You want to check before?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you believe him, Izzy?
No.
Neither do I. All right, here we go. You might hear the top 10 in this as well.
I'll know if I hear one.
Once again, these are all out of context. We put them back in top 10 fashion tomorrow. I'll play this sound effect here. So you know what's live and then what goes into the clip. Here we go.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, it's warm.
It's good, right?
Good.
I'd like some.
Oh, my God. That's good.
It's good, but you can tell we're not. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know how to. Ah, yeah.
Oh, it's warm.
It's good, right?
Good.
I'd like some.
It was really close.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right, keeping it moving.
Literally trickles onto your face.
Yep.
Exactly.
Stupid.
That's fun. These are so good so far.
It's all about technique, not about size.
I like the noise in the background.
What is that?
I think she's carving, but I don't want
to. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
It's all about technique, not about size.
Sounds like someone's.
It's true.
Like trying to finish up a Slurpee. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah,
to me.
I thought so too.
All right.
That dildo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's which one do you think I was talking about?
That's a good one.
All right, keep it moving here. Some burly man came in.
He's like, you're going to have to remove your pants, sir.
Oh, that's good. Some burly man came in.
He's like, you're going to have to remove your pants, sir.
Oh, man. It's a bad day in my life. All right, keeping it going. Here we go.
I'd rather kiss you on the lips than let you suck on my neck.
I didn't even know what that one meant, but it sounded funny.
Not out of context. So. Yeah, it's funny.
Out of context.
Really, though? You'd rather somebody kiss you on the lips than kiss your neck?
Yeah.
Kissing the
suck
neck is...
Suck on my neck? Yeah.
Way more intimate is the neck suck than a lip kiss.
Yes.
I would opposite for me.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather kiss you on the lips than let you suck on my neck.
All right, next one. Sperm.
Yeah.
Sperm.
Yeah.
Sperm.
Yeah.
Sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of drops in this, by the way. Well, we're going to have, though. You'll hear again.
All right, next one.
Snatch.
Oh, wait, I forgot the...
Oh, my God.
I forgot the sound effect.
Snatch.
Great movie. All right, next one. Rub it in my face the entire time.
And you'll love it.
All right, we're keeping it rolling.
The relief.
You feel better?
Yeah.
All right. What a weird show. It's so strange. Every time we do this, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with us? Next one. Hey, I want to start getting into porn. All right, next one.
Bro, if you're passed out, I put all kinds of things in you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that was out of context, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound out of context.
Bro, if you're passed out, I put all kinds of things in you.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll do a couple more here, and then we'll play a song. Here we go.
Very bulky and big, and she was sitting at the one where you open your legs. Oh, God. I remember that bitch.
I hear that one more time. That was good.
Very bulky and big, and she was sitting at the one where you open your legs.
Nice. God, I didn't know where that was going. All right, next one.
What about my other womb? That's fast because it cuts it off.
Yeah.
It says womb. At the end. About my other womb? What about my other womb?
The editing will get you sometimes. Yeah. All right, last one here, and then we'll play Alice in Chains. How much would you charge Izzy to give you just one-handed?
Oh, God.
How is that not top 10? Oh, that's good. All right. I can't wait. I guess we'll find out. We have a bunch more. Oh, my God. Okay, no, we have a ton more. All right, we'll have to go through. We'll have to kill a bunch here. Well, we'll just fly through it. No worries. We got plenty of time. Alice in Chains, Rooster, and then we'll hit you with more. I heard that. The scraps. You got the top 10 tomorrow. Make sure you listen for it.
Want a shout out? Follow us at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Tweet at us, and we'll shout you out on the show.
Izzy,
yeah.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
One more time.
Thank you.
You say it fine. You say it normal.
A lot of people agree that I don't.
You say the first time it sounded like you said like, thank you. Like you don't say the thank.
No, I say thank you, not thank you.
Why?
I just do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I think thanking somebody is like a formal thing. So I say
you
thank.
Intentionally don't say thank.
No, I don't. That's just the way I've always looked at it my entire life. I grew up saying thank you, but I've had
what? Wait a minute,
clients like from across the country, you know, because I do spots for like producers and stuff, and they'll
what is that?
They've literally sent me, hey, the client didn't like the way you said thank you. You said it with a hard th. It's said with a soft th, and I was like, what? So I was asking people around me, how do you say thank you? And they all say thank you. But yeah, in a commercial
In
a commercial we just played for KTNV, they all said thank you. And I felt validated because I was like, wow, finally, other people say thank you, not thank you.
Okay, nobody says
Thank you.
It sounds like you're a vampire. You're like, thank you very much.
No, yeah. You've never noticed it before. I say thank you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now I can't stop hearing
it. Yeah, now that I'm saying it.
Well, but you just said
mentioning it.
Thank you 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, but that's not how I pronounce it.
Why not just
pronounce
it correctly?
That's how the clients wanted me to pronounce it.
Yeah, because that's how you say it, like a human being.
No, a lot of people say thank you, obviously,
thank you.
In the commercial.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like that? I've never heard that in my life. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, because you don't pay attention to that stuff. I mean, why would you?
No, I know. I'm just saying it's funny.
I think a lot more people say thank you than you think.
I don't know, man.
You're Nosferatu all of a sudden.
I just think it's such a stupid
thing. Why don't you say think? How come you say think?
Thank you.
How come you say think and not think?
Because think is pronounced think.
And thank is pronounced thank.
I disagree.
You can disagree how you want, but it's the truth.
I think it depends on the region. I
tour,
really do.
And you guys make fun of me for saying tour, and you're like,
yeah,
it's tour.
Yeah, because it's not tour.
Okay,
it's
but
tour.
I fully admit that I'm saying it wrong, and I need to correct myself because I don't pronounce it correctly.
I don't think there's a wrong way to say thank.
Thank?
You don't think there's a wrong way to say thank.
I'm not saying a V. You keep saying a V. Yeah, it's a
no,
hard
she's
TH.
Saying vank like that.
Yeah.
Like a V.
No.
You say V and that.
I thought you meant a vat, like something you carry.
Like that thing over there.
Oh, that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, you're weird.
Thank you just feels weird to me. It's too breathy.
My brain is exploding right now.
I'm thankful.
I'm thankful.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. I can't even do it. I have to say it with a V. I can't even say it. Thanksgiving?
Just a hard TH.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
That is the funniest.
Thank you.
What?
That doesn't make sense because you know what you're doing is wrong and you're just.
It's not wrong to me though.
But to you, it is because you realize it's not the way you pronounce it, but that's just how you pronounce
well,
it.
Well, no, I heard in the commercial, every single one of them said thank.
Let's check it out.
Sparks, that's just what you think.
Thank you, Southern Nevada.
That sounded like a thank to me.
No.
Thank you.
He does, but not the rest of them. Keep
Southern
going.
Nevada, for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Thank you.
Thank you, she said.
No,
she
that's
said
a
thank you.
When you.
She said thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the same way I say it.
No.
No,
yeah. She said it like a human.
No, you she said thank you.
You.
Thank you.
When you.
Thank you.
She did a hard TH.
Wake
and
up.
The rest of them do
and
too.
And before you go to bed.
Thank you for making news.
She said
your
thank
news.
You.
She said thank you.
What are you talking about?
All these people are saying it.
All of them are saying it the way I say it.
No.
Yes, they are.
I don't think anyone says it the way you say it.
They're saying thank you. It's a hard TH. Yeah, they are.
Hold on. Let's listen again.
And before you go to bed.
Thank you for making News 3 your number one choice.
She said thank you.
Wow.
She said it the way I say it.
No.
Okay. Why do you say it that way then?
It's just the way I grew up. I also grew up calling Reese's.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until a couple years ago that it's Reese's.
Yeah. I used to call it Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, me
which,
too.
For some reason
I thought
intentionally mispronounced pieces.
Because so I thought it was supposed to rhyme.
With Reese's. I mean Reese's.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Reese's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pieces. What an idiot. I was a moron for years. But you learn and you correct. That's how you become a better person.
Yeah, but I think you can say thank you.
That's how you
way.
Can become a better person.
That's the strangest, weird idiosyncrasy I've ever heard on a human.
Man.
Yeah. And the fact that you refuse to fix it. That's the real
intriguing
part.
I don't think
part.
There's anything wrong with it.
Well, there
the fact
is.
That she hears thank you and thinks they're saying thank you.
Uh-huh. They are.
Thank
no,
you.
They're not.
Thank you. But you know it's wrong.
I don't think it's wrong. No,
no. She just
I
heard
think
them
it's a regional
say the same thing.
So confused, man. But it's pronounced thank you.
But according to who?
Everyone.
The dictionary.
I don't think
the
so.
The English language.
I don't think so.
I do. Want to go to Google? Let's see how the robot pronounces it. You ready? Let me turn this on here. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hmm. Yeah, she says it like you guys. Yeah.
Like you're supposed to say it! Not like us. It's not us versus them.
Nobody notices it when I say it in real life.
But you just said clients do notice it, and they're like, "What's wrong with this lady?"
Well, just when I'm doing commercials, that's it.
Yeah, but that someone says it.
But in real life, I say thank you all the time to a million people, and nobody has ever said you say that wrong.
Yeah,
never in my life have I ever been told that, except for clients.
Yeah, because they're listening to what you say.
That are saying,
if you're just saying something in passing, it's kind of like, okay, you know, it's a platitude. Everybody says it, whether they mean it or not. It's just a nicety. You're just being polite.
Yeah.
So no one's going to focus on it. But really, if you drill down to the nitty gritty and you focus on what you're saying, it's insane. It's what an insane person would say.
It doesn't feel that way to me.
Because that's...
Okay. I don't care. Like I said, thanking somebody is a formal thing for me. I like to pronounce the TH with the R. I don't...
What do you mean a formal? So when you...
I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's a formal thing.
So it's because you find it so important, you mispronounce it.
I don't think I'm mispronouncing it, though. That's the thing. I think thank is too casual.
I don't know what to think.
So mispronouncing it, it makes it more formal.
Sure, if that's how you want to put it, sure. Whatever makes you happy. I mispronounced the way thank is pronounced.
Thank you.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, y'all, I'm in your calling. $2,000, I'll come out.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Thank you.
BS in the morning. Vegas born.
The scraps, are we ready to dive back into these things? We got a lot.
Okay.
These are all the ones that did not make the top 10 cut. I don't even know if Greg knows which ones made the top 10 cut. They might be.
I do remember them. If I hear one, I'll know.
Oh, great.
But so far I haven't, so okay. I think we're good.
Okay, great. We have the top 10 I heard that's happening tomorrow, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, plus $100 from Dollar Loan Center on the line for football picks tomorrow. That's very cool, so make sure you listen for it. If you don't know what we're talking about with the scraps, I heard that's a segment. It takes a whole month to get ready. Greg, you go back and you listen to all the shows. You pull things out of context. We play them back and talk to
them. Well, I even listen to the breaks around them to find other ones.
Which is nuts. I would never spend that much time on this.
Because I'd just be sitting there listening to the break trying to find it. And well, there's one. You know what I mean?
That never happens to me.
Always happens.
I never find extra ones.
In fact, some of the best ones is the ones I just find...
That you don't hear the first
because
time?
Because you hear the words in a certain sentence. If I cut the sentence off right here,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I know it's going to be a good whatever.
I remember a couple things, yeah. Hearing them, and I'm like, I remember saying that. My God, did he like, it's like goalposts. Yeah. You know what I mean? He just shifts them a little bit more.
You know when you edit a video, and on each side of the video, it has like the...
Yeah, the start and stop.
The start and stop?
The
end
point.
I just squish it into like
wherever.
Yeah,
we're like, it's like the end of one sentence, the beginning of the other.
Yeah, exactly.
You bastard. All right, so I'll play the sound effect here. So you know what's live and what goes into the clip. I think this is where we left off. I just want to make sure. How much would you charge Izzy to give you just one-handed? Okay, so there's that one. All right, here we go. Next one. You do?
Yes.
Well, not in this guy's hole. Is your mic okay?
I don't know.
Oh, there it goes. It got all fuzzy for a second.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's it back. Is.
It's weird.
Sometimes you gotta just jiggle it.
It's your month, Izzy.
Oh, stop it!
Oh, that sounds awful. Now it's worse.
Yeah, you made it worse. Just leave it alone.
That's bad.
I don't know. It's going in and out.
Oh, God. Turn it off.
Do you want to get on this one?
Are you serious? The worst mic in the studio?
Well, it's right next to
you. Fuzzy right now.
Yeah. Yours is the worst mic in the studio. It's half working. Or just, you know what? Talk on it so we can send the engineers an example
of
what it sounds like. They always ask for that. All right, here we go. Next one. Here we go. A little kid who just totally wanted to be naked all the time. No problem. There's a lot happening in that clip. A little kid who just totally wanted to be naked all the time. No problem. There's an evil laugh in the background. Yeah. Terrifying. All right, next one.
Mom, calm.
Were you doing an accent there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mom, calm.
It's a wonderful thing. Next one.
Oh my God, look at those nipples! Not out of context.
No, but yeah. It's just funny.
Oh my God, look at those nipples! So it doesn't have to be out of context?
Yeah, for the top 10.
Yeah, for the top 10. This is scraps.
Yeah, it's scraps.
Don't do the...
Sorry. I don't know what's happening with this mic. This is BS.
Sometimes in the scraps, I just throw ones in that sound funny.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, they're fun. If you're a man, you tear. Oh my God. The robot was disgusted by that. It sounded like... Izzy, talk.
Sucks.
Wow. Brutal. All right. Next Jeez. One. It's the worst thing.
It's like, Izzy, talk. Oh, my thing's not
on. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, it's too late.
No, just do it.
The moment's passed.
Just go. Izzy, talk.
Basically, yeah.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
What just if I let your son come?
Oh, my God.
It sucks that you were talking over it.
Yeah,
could have
thank
been like
God I
the
was.
The best one of all time.
Thank the Lord. Ridiculous. Next one.
Go back. Everything's wet. I'm like, just sit in it.
Oh, my God. All right, next one.
No.
In your face.
I'm not just taking 100.
Yeah. It was good, but I could see it in the scrap. Yeah. All right, next one.
And now, I'm the creep.
These are gonna haunt some of us. I could already tell. Next one.
Sparks is over here full and not touched.
Yeah, I haven't touched it yet.
This is so stupid. All right.
You got the guy who hunts you back.
Yeah, it's gay.
Right after. Wait. Right after that guy. Yes.
Well, I guess the first time you've had a man's ass on your face.
It's a little crazy at first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why some of them you can't use it because they're always talking over each other.
Mm-hmm. That happens. Next one.
I'm giving them my face. They can work with me.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Let's do two more here, and then we'll have to save it for after the break here. Is this your first time doing it?
First time.
Really? Wow. All right, last one before the break. Eat
car is gonna soggy blow over.
Wieners. One more time, we'll go pretty quick. Eat
car is gonna blow over.
Wieners. Yeah. All right, here we go. So we have, let's see. I'd say we have at least 10 left. All right, we'll get to that right after the break. That's next in 5 minutes.
What's up? It's John Leguizamo, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. What's up?
Just played Pearl Jam there. Mike McCready, guitarist. You guys ever watch that Pearl Jam documentary? You find out that is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
No, I have a friend that has that though.
Oof! Can you imagine, like, every time before you take the stage, you gotta drop some diarrhea? That would be awful.
Yeah.
So every time I hear a Pearl Jam song now, I'm like, I wonder if you just took a horrible, horrible poop.
It's not fun. I thought I was gonna have it forever. I got food poisoning once.
Really?
And it lasted a long time, like afterwards. And I thought I was gonna have it forever, and then like, no, I'm not.
You're like, this is me now.
Yeah. Just but no, it kind of went away after a while. So.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Sometimes I feel like I have irritable bowel syndrome because if I get really nervous or anxious, my stomach,
too.
You get knots and everything, mm-hmm. Your stomach gets in knots, and then I feel like, oh no, I might have to drop it right now. And then it goes away, and then I don't.
I've had that too.
You've had that?
Interesting.
And puking.
You really don't have that problem, is he?
I've only ever had that in like horribly stressful situations. Like the last two times my dog got surgery. That happened to me.
Oh,
and
really?
And when I went on a really
that's
big
recent.
Interview, that happened to me, yeah. But that's it. It's just in high stress situations.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a stress. Maybe it's a stress thing that triggers.
But other than that.
They say stress and your stomach are actually related.
I believe it.
I believe that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not stressing about tomorrow's show because we have top 10 I Heard That. So we have to finish up all the scraps right now. I don't know how. We have about 10. Maybe there's a little bit more than that. I'm just kind of ballparking it here. It's not numbered or anything. Let's do this. These are all taken out of context. We put them back in top 10 fashion tomorrow. But these are all the ones that didn't make the top 10. These are the scraps. Some people say, hey, you messed up the top 10. And then that's why we started doing the scraps. Mm-hmm. Especially
Yes, when I do it, that was the biggest complaint. So we started the scraps to hear the other ones that we edited out. I'll play this sound effect here. So you know it's live and then what goes into the clip. Here we go. The scraps of I Heard That.
Just eat me, Pitbull.
Again, probably a funny drop that we'll hear from. Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Worldwide. I'm really nervous.
Don't
to
look at it.
I don't want you to look at mine.
trailed off there. Is this? Oh, no, this is a different one. All right, here we go. Next one. Don't look at it. Stop it.
That sounds funny because she's laughing.
Yeah, she's laughing.
That's pretty good. All right, next one. You're already done.
Yeah.
I think it's because you have giant hands.
I'm quick.
That's pretty good. All right, next one. Putting it in your dildo or putting it in your fingernails?
In your dildo. Mm.
What the hell's going on there?
I have no idea what that was about. God, this show. All right, keep it going.
Now I got your DNA on me. Now I got your DNA on me.
You're so disgruntled. That's wonderful. Next one. It does depend on what am I wearing? Do I know what's going to happen? Am I able to cover my face? all right. How many we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 left, including this one. Here we go.
A b-hole.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, God.
Thank God someone was talking over that one. Yeah. That was a top 10.
Well, that was a little bit better. That was cleaner.
Thank God.
B-hole. A b-hole.
Thanks, Dad. All right, keeping it going. Next one. I pick him up and I'm bending over.
You know, whatever.
All right, here we go. Next one.
It's 8 inches long, 2 inches wide, filled with meat.
And I think this is the very last one of the scraps. Here we go.
6 inches or less, then we can go ahead and take care of that for you.
A nice service call. There you have it. That is the scraps. We have the top 10. I heard that's happening tomorrow, 6 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock. You'll get the full dose of the top 10. I heard that. So make sure you listen for it.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
And then she's going to eat it out of me, and I'm going to have to worry about if she gets Ebola or something.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Feel like gum on a shoe? Hang with us. We love you. It's BS in the morning.
Would you look who just waltzes on in the studio? Hi, Steven.
My soul.
You all right over there?
No, there was a thing in my throat there. My soul dies every time you play that tuba.
Why?
It's tuba. Terrible.
Isn't that accurate?
No.
Steven, this represents the perfect pace at which you walk. There's no one in here that's going to deny it. Not even you, sir. Be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the fastest walker.
No.
Okay. Well, there you have it. And this is it. I mean, if you had another instrument to describe someone else's walk, you'd have Flight of the Bumblebee for Izzy's walk as she walks incredibly fast.
I do.
Yes.
I'm just taking my time, moving along.
I know. That's... There's no better way to describe it than this. So, Steven, you walked on in here. How is everything? I see that you changed the light bulb. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It was a little dark in here yesterday.
The darkness won't hurt you anymore, Sparks.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, a man's genitals were out in the studio yesterday around this time, so it was not well illuminated. Steven. Yeah, Steven, were you sad you missed it?
No.
I didn't have him come back in.
Yeah. No. Do you want to meet him? His name's Jack.
No.
All right, just wondering. How is everything? I just thought we'd take a second here to get a check in with you and find out what our cleaning guy's been up to.
Then much. Working.
What happened with the most recent Dom was last time we talked to you?
Yeah, I know.
Apparently, Twitter nuked her account and I've lost all contact. That was my only contact with her.
Oh, so she changed
her Twitter.
You didn't
have her number?
No, I didn't have her number.
But you paid her for services.
Don't start with me, Izzy.
Straight cash, bro. Straight cash.
I just really feel like she screwed you over on this one.
No, that was me just not getting her number.
All day.
I should have got her number, but I didn't.
All right.
How much money did she make off you?
I ain't telling you any of that. It's not a ton of money.
I want to know so I can get mad because you're taking advantage of it.
No, I won't.
More than $100.
Oh, yeah. Well over.
Can you just, how about this? We'll do a Price is Right, okay? And if we all overbid, make the noise. But if we don't hear an noise, then that means that someone is close as well going
just,
over.
Just point at me and I'll do it, the noise.
Okay.
All right, ready? Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Izzy. How much money do you think he spent on this last dominatrix?
$300.
Okay. I'm going to go $499.
I'm going to say $149.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so now is Spar... Okay.
Who's the closest?
Yeah, we're supposed to do it one at a time. That doesn't really make sense.
Well, who's closest?
Well, there's no buzzer now.
Yeah, I know, but that means that
someone
is actually kind of accurate.
Yeah, I'd say Izzy's probably closest.
Oh, yeah, oh wow!
What'd you say? I did the math. 300.
Wow. 300.
Can I just do this
though,
anyway?
To be fair, I don't even remember.
Thank you, guys.
Too much.
You don't remember? Because she hypnotized you and stole your money?
No. God.
Is that why?
I'm going to start cursing at this point. Please
so
don't.
So when she blocked you on Twitter, did you go try to find her on a different account maybe or something?
Yeah, all the avenues of contact I had with her that I could reach, I've been nuked by Twitter. Twitter's a terrible place. Mm. Apparently they don't like sex workers or something.
Now, is it possible that she did this to you to get away from you?
No, I don't know.
I'm only asking. Don't get mad at me. I'm only asking.
Steven, we want nothing but the best for you.
I don't know. In all honesty.
You say her Twitter got nuked, but she could have blocked you.
No, if it's blocked, it says you're blocked. If it says...
It
that's
does?
True.
If,
yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Oh, weird. I just thought it didn't show up.
No, no that's on Facebook. Yeah, no. Twitter actually tells you.
Oh, that's
yeah, if an account... If an account gets nuked, it says this account...
It doesn't exist,
or suspended, or something like that.
Interesting.
Mm. So
we don't even know if she's still alive.
I imagine she's still alive.
Yeah, she's
statistically.
Still alive.
Yeah. She's out there breathing. But that's fine. Let me just say this. It didn't work out. And that's okay. We're going to find you a dom.
No, stop it. Stop looking for somebody for me. I'm done. Seriously.
Okay.
Like with us looking or with
Dom's
in general?
That's all you have to say, Steven.
I'm done looking for someone. I'm going to be single, living with a cat.
Okay.
And I'm not going for anyone.
Okay.
I'm going to, all the money is going to be mine. All the stuff I buy is mine.
Yes.
I do not want anyone other than my cat and my bed.
Yeah.
And things.
Fair enough.
Well, and honestly, it usually happens when you're not looking that you find someone.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's
so keep
that's,
living your life. This
that's
way.
Been my status for a long time, so yeah. I'm not bothering anymore. I don't even want to consider.
How long have you been angry at us, Steven? Because that was that was bottled,
nah,
my friend.
An angry
that
person.
Was suppressed anger that you just released on us for zero reason. Let me just say, I don't think that was fair. Don't look at me like that. You're so angry.
Right,
what are you angry at me for? Just checking in. You're the one who waltzed on in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? You waddle on in our studio. We might throw you on from time to time. Mm-hmm. God forbid that happens. And God forbid I bring up your dominatrix, who of which you met through us. So that's a common conversation piece between
and that's
us.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Well, then you don't have to get all snippy.
No, I'm going to get all snippy because you guys keep trying to hook me
I'm
up with somebody.
Live with my cat.
But I'm like, no.
Well, fine. Just say, guys, you know what?
I have told you no before.
But then you accept the help.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay, they're not going to shut up unless I do it. Not anymore.
So you're saying we wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
How great has your life been since you were open and accepting of our ideas? You went to Area 51, for God's sakes. Come on, that was fun. Wasn't that cool?
It was interesting.
Okay, well, there you have it. Life can be great if you just, go with the flow a little bit. So next week, we have four dominatrix for
you. Oh, my
and
God.
What we're going to do is...
no BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 26. Good luck to you. You are in for this brand new show by Cirque du Soleil over there at the Luxor. It's called RUN. I hope I'm saying that right. I have to Google it. It's the first live-action thriller by Cirque du Soleil, which sounds cool. I'd like to be scared. and not just for the performers. Can you imagine having an off day at Cirque du Soleil?
Ugh. Yeah, I almost saw one dude fall off a spinning wheel.
Really?
Yeah, he was like juggling and jumping on top of it, and he almost tripped and fell. It's pretty scary.
That is terrifying.
Really scary.
Yeah.
Like you could see everyone around on stage knew that that wasn't supposed to happen, and they were all scared.
And then you know he's got to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next day.
He was just having a bad day.
Yeah. Ooh, no thanks. Yeah. Not a fan. I mean, I'm definitely a fan of Cirque du Soleil. I'm saying not a fan of people getting
I've never
hurt.
Actually been to one. I heard it's cool, but...
They're great.
I know a bunch of people that used to take mushrooms and go to them all the time.
Oh, man. Freak you out. Big John, how are you, sir?
Good. Nice one, Greg.
Yeah.
All right, here is the...
Sorry, was laughing at the whole taking shrooms and going to the show thing.
Okay, sure. Here you go. Good luck.
This BS show member pronounces a very common word differently than anything anybody else has ever heard. Is it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
That would be Izzy.
Yeah.
Good job, Big John. I'll put you on hold, okay?
All right, guys.
All right, there you go. Big John looks like one of the bouncers for a... some kind of medieval century. I wonder if he's going to go in full regalia.
Remember
when he came to, what was it? Bingo?
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing like a kilt and he had a mohawk.
Was he really?
It looked like he was wearing a burlap sack for a shirt.
I remember.
No, you don't remember that?
I do.
I drink a lot of shots.
I was like, what are you wearing? What is going on here? That's it for the show. We have the top 10. I heard that's tomorrow for you, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And then, of course, $100 from Dollar Loan Center for football picks. Should be a fun time. We'll see you then.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.